Welcome to DollarWise, where we provide tips to make your financial life easier. With the Christmas season upon us, many are already making plans for the big family events they expect to stage. In all the happiness and merrymaking of the season, people have a tendency to go overboard, spending way more than they should, then finding themselves in worrisome debt come January. To help you avoid joining that queue, today we provide some tips to help you save on your Christmas expenses. I'm Vaughn Davis. Thanks for staying tuned. Tip number one, make a budget. This is the first rule of planning any event, and there is a very simple reason for it. It's easy to avoid overspending when you know exactly how much you plan to spend. Begin by asking yourself how much you can comfortably afford to spend this Christmas and stick to it. Christmas is, after all, just one day, and you shouldn't ruin next year just for the sake of having one fun evening. Tip number two, regifting. Ever received a gift that you never liked or never had reason to use? Don't keep it in some corner or locked away in some drawer or cupboard. Find a friend or relative who may like it, repackage it, and present it as a gift to the person. There may also be things around your house that you have lost your attachment to, but which could make a nice present for someone else. Consider either of these options and save yourself some money on presents this Christmas. Tip number three, give gifts of labor or time. A gift doesn't always have to be tangible in the strictest sense of the word. You can get creative and give a gift of your time to help a friend or relative to complete a long overdue task. You could also give your friend an IOU for a night out or dinner at a nice restaurant sometime in the future when you're more financially equipped to do so. This kind of gift allows you to stay focused on celebrating with your friends and family instead of agonizing about presents. Tip number four, limit Christmas light usage. Nothing helps to reinforce the fact that Christmas is here more than pepper lights. The flashing lights make homes and communities beautiful after dark and help make the Christmas cheer palpable for everyone. That said, running your Christmas lights excessively is a sure way to run up your electricity bill and cause you frustration in the new year. You can avoid that by limiting the time you spend showing your Christmas lights. Many recommend putting them on just after dusk and turning them off a half an hour to an hour before bedtime. Tip number five, cook efficiently. Whether electricity or gas, cooking large numbers of meals can easily become a costly venture. To minimize the amount of money spent on energy, it is recommended that you use the smallest appliance possible to get a job done, since they use less energy compared to a stove or oven. Consider your toaster oven or even the microwave as useful replacements. You should also note that it takes the same amount of energy to heat a stove full of food as it does an almost empty one, so where possible, cook more than one dish at a time. This can also lead to increased savings on energy this Christmas. Tip number six, make use of leftovers. Leftovers easily become meals for other days of the week, so don't hesitate to pack away uneaten food and package them into lunch or dinner for the rest of the week. This will save you a little on food expenses for the holidays. Tip number seven, get a head start on next year. It's a good idea to stock up on well-needed, reusable items when they're available at Christmas. You can buy them and put them aside so that you won't have to spend on them for next year, freeing you up to purchase things you really want, like more gifts, food, and the like. So let's recap. Seven ways to help yourself save money this Christmas are: make a budget. Don't be afraid to re-gift, swap expensive gifts for gifts of time or service, limit Christmas light usage, use your stove and cooking appliances efficiently, make use of leftovers, and get a head start on next year. With these tips, you should be well on your way to making your Christmas season an enjoyable one for more than one reason. That's it for this week's edition of DollarWise, where we provide tips to make your financial life easier. Thanks for joining us, and please tune in again next week.
I'm a woman. Why me can't be a plumber?
Me a man. Why me not for be a nurse?
The National Policy for Gender Equality supports the need for a society in which women and men have equal access to socially valued goods and are able to contribute to national development.
Reducing gender inequality and understanding the difference between men and women will better help Jamaica to achieve our development goals. Let's work together for a better Jamaica.
Let us unite for gender equality.
A message from the Bureau of Gender Affairs within the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.